The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for this child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentations, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled since they were no more. The Gospel of the Lord. As the church continues to unpack for us the mystery of Christmas through the placement of these feasts during this octave of Christmas, the days from Christmas Day to New Year's Day, today we learn about another meaning or aspect of Christmas. On Monday, if you remember, we had the feast of St. Stephen the Martyr, the first deacon martyr of the church. And we were reminded that just as the heavens opened so that God can come down to earth, so now through that incarnation, man and woman can go up to heaven. We can share one day with the divine, in the divine life of God. Yesterday, we had the feast of the evangelist St. John. And what we were told and taught through our gospel readings and our first reading, that really the way for us to share in God's divine life is that we have to have faith. We have to have a faith that stems from a loving relationship with Jesus Christ. The gospel was about the beloved disciple, the one who ran to the tomb and saw and believed that the words of Jesus had been fulfilled, that the body was not stolen, but he was risen from death to life. And that our responsibility, our response is to share the good news, to tell what we have heard and seen, so that the people can continue to know who is this child of Bethlehem. Why did he came? Who is he? What does that mean for us? And today we have the Feast of the Slaughter of the Innocents. Again, we celebrate Jesus as the Prince of Peace, and Christmas is all about, you know, peace and calm and this beautiful imagery that we have. But yet, there was no peace in the world at that time, nor is there still peace today. So how could Jesus be the Prince of Peace? Well, just because God chose to be born in a human history doesn't take away our free will. Evil still exists. People still choose to disobey God. The way God became human is because Mary said yes to God's will. Joseph said yes. The shepherd said yes. The Magi said yes. But today we're reminded of Herod, who said no. No to God's will. No to that baby in Bethlehem. And when we say no to God, who is the God of life, the God of all is good, all is beautiful, we're choosing death. We're choosing violence. And that's why those innocent children were slaughtered. Not because God became a human person on this world, just because people chose to disobey God and do what is evil. And like I said, that continues to our in our world today. Today we're reminded it's time for us now to make our own decisions. We heard the story, we remembered and celebrated the birth of Jesus, how it came about because of the yes of many people. But now, what's our choice? Are we going to be like Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, or the Magi? Or are we going to be like Herod, saying no to God's will?